Happy New Year, folks. Welcome to another segment of the Agricultural Market Viewpoint. This is a podcast where we reflect on various themes influencing the agricultural economy here at home in South Africa and beyond our borders. This week, I want to talk about key trends that we can expect to dominate South Africa's agriculture this year, 2023. Or perhaps maybe in the first half of this year, these are some of the key things that we will likely hear more about. And I think to kick off things is that we will receive the growth figures for 2022, expected to be released sometime in March. And this is an important data to watch because these data will tell us about how we performed after 2 years of solid growth. You may recall that in 2020, agriculture grew by 14.9%. In 2021 by 8.8%, and the numbers for 2022, they were fairly encouraging. If you think about the third quarter numbers for this year, they painted a somewhat positive picture of expansion in the gross value added. But I think the annual figure will likely show a mild contraction in this sector. There's a number of things that make me be slightly pessimistic, being the fact that some of the key crops like maize showed a mild decline compared to the previous quarter, even though still way above the long-term average. But if you look at the year-on-year basis, they were showing a bit of a mild decline, and I think that's going to be a one factor. The second one is that we have challenges in the sugar industry, and this is one of the important industries in, if you think about the field crops in South Africa, showing a bit of a decline also. That's one of the key things we can expect. There's a trade friction in fruits in the EU. Talked in the previous episodes of this podcast about that. In vegetables, we experienced difficulties in Namibia, Botswana with the exports on that. On beef and wool, the foot and mouth disease has been one of the key things that actually underpinned the activity on that, causing a bit of a poor performance for a while, particularly in the beef exports in that space. So those are all of the things that I think will weigh on the growth for 2022 when we receive the numbers in March. And of course, in a more technical sense, is that we've had 2 years of solid and one can even say exceptionally high base because of that solid growth. So there's going to be a bit of a pullback from there, which is why I expect a mild contraction. But this doesn't mean that the sector is necessarily in bad shape, but it means that, you know, there are all of these frictions that we need to be cognizant of when we're contextualizing how agriculture would have performed in 2022. But now for the new year, which we are in, I have five key things that I think we need to focus on that will come up now and then. The first one is that there's going to be intensified discussion about the need for the expansion of the export markets. South Africa is an export-oriented sector, exporting about half of what we produce in value terms. So organized agriculture groupings and the government are looking for expanding the export markets. They're talking to Chinese, South Koreans, Japan, the US, India, Vietnam, Taiwan, Saudi Arabia, Mexico, Philippines, Bangladesh, key countries to watch. And I think these will be important for our fruits, wine, beef, and grains. The second point is going to be on land reform. It's likely to be back on the agenda. It's one of those long-standing points. Since 2017, going into 2020, there was a lot of talk focused on expropriation. And in 2022, there was focus on expropriation bill. But this time around, I think that the discussion will move towards what we call the Agricultural Development and Land Reform Agency, which could focus on land redistribution. There'll be more information about this from the Department of Agriculture, but I think it's going to be the core focus on land reform. That's the second point. On the third point, I think the issues around deterioration of municipalities, the functioning, that is going to be back on the agenda. And this is going to be linked with issues in the network industry, roads, rail, water, electricity, ports. This is something that is going to be long-standing. And I think it also connects with the first point about the exports activity, because you need this to be fully functional for us to have a growing sector that can also participate effectively in the export markets. The fourth issue that I think it's going to be on the agenda, it's the growing unease about the slow progress in agricultural regulation. A number of things here. The first one is the dysfunctional state of veterinarian services and the need to modernize Act 36 of 1947, which is responsible for fertilizers, farm seeds, agricultural remedies, and stock remedies act, to say how do you ensure that this act is able to be modernized and the office is well capacitated so we can continue to import some of the cutting-edge technologies that could boost productivity in South Africa's agriculture. This is going to be one of those things. And the issues around the registrar's office capacity backlogs is one of the things that organized agriculture would probably talk about. The other thing that could be talked about is the issue around the Agricultural Product Standards Act and the things about assignees. These are things that the agriculturalists will discuss, and of course the implementation of the agriculture and agro-processing master plan. The last thing I think will also be on the agenda is around the agricultural finance. It's an important matter which we don't discuss much in South Africa, but we should. We heard a lot about the launch of the blended finance between the Department of Agriculture and the Land Bank, and I'm fairly excited about that. And I think that is an important step, and it will lead to increased participation of black farmers at a commercial level. And there's a lot of good that can be done on that. Now, I know that some of our colleagues in the financial services, the banks, co-ops, they're looking at broadening the blended finance so that they can also participate there. And I think this is one of those things that will happen this year, so that the blended finance is robust. We deal with agricultural finance and it supplements the work of master plan and all of this agenda of growing the agricultural sector, creating employment. So overall, I think those are the key things, at least in the first half of 2023, that will likely dominate our agenda this year. And when you think about how the sector then will perform, I think if we don't get disruptive rains, agriculture will continue to perform well in 2023. I know I've talked about the possible contraction for 2022, but we'll be coming that and looking at 2023. And in 2023, we could see good performance. There's expansion in area planted, and there could be good yields. All of that will be coming from a base of 2022, and I think it will give us some positive momentum. This will also sustain employment, but I think for long-term growth of the sector, implementation of the master plan, dealing with issues around the regulations that I've mentioned, growing unease, dealing with the issues of municipalities deteriorating services, expanding export markets, are all really key issues for unlocking long-term growth. And on land reform, making sure that the underutilized land reform farms are packed into food production, that should be something over 2 million hectares. If it can be utilized fully, effectively, that to help us in growing the agricultural pie, have more people participate in business, have more people participate in jobs. And I think this is the optimistic picture we should hold when we think about the agricultural sector this year. And I think that's how we will be performing, and those are the things we will focus on. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Wandile Sehlobo. I'm an agricultural economist based in Pretoria. You can read more about some of the things that I write in my blog, which is www.wandilesehlobo.com, or in the website of the organization that I work for, which is the Agricultural Business Chamber of South Africa, www.agbiz.co.za, www.agbiz.co.za. That's it for me. Thank you and Happy New Year.